The OG Tiger Lee Show, baby. Love Talk
Radio.
John, you're not a your little vice again. Now come on, give them all away. I want to see them all. Yeah, they will. Niggas ain't fucking with you, not even halfway. Yeah. 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 Niggas shot in the cab, right in the cab. Yeah. You niggas smaller than roaches up in my ass. Teflon terrorizing the city, fire the flicker. You probably gon' end up dying. You ever try it against me? Worst thing you ever could do is fire and miss me. I'll be quick to let that 45 fry in me crispy. Flow, I got it down pat. I do this for the town scrap. Heard I got the mojo. They asked me how I found that. Tryna be the underground king that wear the crown at. Cause everybody's trapped out. I'm tryna bring the sound back. Hardest in the northeast. A hunt until we all feast. I rip it up. You get your shit split up just like the boss sees. Gave them trigonometry. They asking me for more, please. Cause anytime I'm writing, it's exciting like the floor seats. I'm leaning on these suckers. It's easy to beat them up. Cause you ain't nothing but a rat that got stuck in the peanut butter. A pure weakling speaking like he was stuck. I left him leaking, let him call up the people to clean him up, and then I'm
niggas
gone.
Niggas ain't fucking with you, ain't not even halfway. Play with me, get shot in the cab, right in the cab. Yeah. You niggas small as the roaches up in my ass face. The whack rapper, listen right now, we got the mad face.
Better learn barzilla, barrel turn park, niggas. Battle scar, palm in your herringbone in the park, nigga. You Park Villa, I'm a Parmesan getter. A super MC with the aura of a Haran dealer. The main event, making niggas fade in the wind. Made to win, I'm already playing before the game begins. And I don't play pretend, my patience is paper thin. You can stomp it to the pavement with my favorite Tims, I mean it. Matter of fact, don't even look this way. Same nigga in real life, I don't just look this way. It's a lot of shit that I say, I might have took some way. But you just keep working hard and you get booked someday. Stupid, I George Jefferson walk on drum batters, sun snapping. Why the fuck would you listen to bums rapping? Love to talk tough like they doing something drastic. But wouldn't hurt a soul, they only for tongue lashing. And it's
niggas
me.
Ain't fucking with you, ain't not even halfway. Play with me, get shot in the cab, right in the cab. You niggas small as the roaches up in my ass face. The whack rapper listen right now, we got the mad face.
Heidi, what will the neighbors say?
This your boy, OG Tiger Lee, coming at you live and in charge. Can you hear me? I'm good to go. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. It's going to be a live evening tonight. I can already tell. We're going to have a whole lot of fun this evening. We're going to talk about some very serious subject matters. I think that pertains to all. I think it's going to be a wonderful evening. I want everybody to tune in. This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee, and this is the place to be. It's Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. here in the Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. out on the East Coast, and 5 o'clock p.m. out west. We want you to tap in, tune in. It's your boy. And tonight, we gonna get deep with it. Before we begin, let's give a good shout out to my guy, Jigger. Yeah, with that Jigonometry, that's John Jiggs. And that was Cafe. Yeah, I like that vibe. Yeah, that's definitely a new joint from John Jiggs. You feel what I'm saying? My bad, bro. Yes. Tonight's topic is, what's going on? What's happening in the world? What's going on? We want to talk about some different things, but one of the things we definitely want to talk about is pertains to the war and everything that's going on in regards to the war that's going on over in the Middle East. Not only in the Middle East, also in the the Ukraine-Russian war. You know, I'd like to have some varying opinions in regards to that as well. Hit my line, 929-477-2425. Join the conversation. Everybody's opinion does matter here on For the Record Radio. This is where the independent artist definitely matters the most. We don't want it to be a somber evening. We just want to try to understand what's going on in the world. There's a lot of different things that's taking off in the world. And I'd like to know, you know, I'm one of them people that like to be prepared. I want heads up. So, you know, I like to have some varying opinions on a whole lot of on a whole lot of these things that's going on in the world. But before we do that, you know what? I think I'm going to have my guy, Black Gaza, drop another joint for us. Gaza, talk to the people.
Lust is a fantasy, boo, you my fantasy, basement abandon me. Rolling banana leaf, boo, I'm a red rum as I lay on the canopy. Kiss on that pussy, lick on that ass, I'm nasty, thinking you honey me. Try you insanity, she got that money and honey, stain like a bumblebee. Show me some sympathy, I need some empathy, kiss me, you having epiphany. Making you picture me, look at me differently, VVS diamond from Tiffany. Sipping in Hennessy, rolling on S, you fucking real good, you remember me. Red Bull, give me energy, session with sex, she kiss you in Louis V. Tell me please that you ended me, my love infinity, down my ability. I want some love, you want security, I want to fuck, you want stability. God damn, girl, you killing me, boosting my confidence, every time you fulfilling me, elegant class. Always appealing me, you want it fat, I bought a jewel, me hop in the truck, yeah, yeah.
Hop in the trunk, squad of New York. She be shaking it, she find it fork. Supposed to be wet like she in a tub. She a little slut, but I'm in love. She be licking my dick on them drawers. The bitch know I can't get enough. Put her in handcuffs, tie her up. She be drinking the ball of my nut. I give her throat, baby. That little bit throat crazy. I know she gon' taste. Drink it up, don't waste. She do a slap and that kitty be drippin'. That thing so good, the nigga be trippin'. Spank on that ass like she wanna whip it. Number dick, that's all she get.
I could admit, good pussy come with good benefits. Wanna be intimate. Baby so innocent, I ain't so militant. Running and coming for your defense. Feeling my compliments unconvinced. Boy, you know what I'm saying, I'm making sense. I need to vent. I really wanna commit, but don't know if it's real intent. My fantasy, her sight to see. They picture me epiphany when kissing me. That's Tiffany, sex on the beach. I taste your feet, I eat your peach, my masterpiece. I rub your feet, you so unique, you so petite. She be a beast, up in these streets, I kill that pussy. This shit deceased, okay, compete, don't take a peek. I love your hair, your shit on peak, don't take a seat. Big body wide, like my Capri. My Hennessy, on next to see. Lay next to me, my vanity, my sanity. Respectfully, my shorty sweet. Candy kiwi, pineapple peach. Jump in the Jeep, rockin' my baby. Put you to sleep, hop in the trunk. Look in your eye, rub on your thigh. I wanna fuck, let you decide. I wanna slide, I'ma serve that. Run inside, run inside. I'ma eat that, before you ride. Before you ride, hop in the trunk. Look in your eye, rub on your thigh. I wanna fuck, let you decide. I wanna slide, I'ma serve that. Run inside, run inside. I'ma eat that, before you ride.
Pick, I make a stick. I throw that dog like Michael Vick. Pouring a trick, barring a sis. Check out the switch, I'm in Mobile. Automobile, pouring a wrist on them hills. Dressing to kill, shorty you thick. Pouring a pound, roasting you down. Shorty you slick, I ain't gon' trip. Fucking with drip, busting the script. I ain't gon' slip, rub on your hips. Kiss on your lips, I ain't gon' lie. Loving your vibe, hop in a ride. Jump in a Chevy, smoking on cookies. Cakes in the pies, fantasize. Look you in your eyes, I can't even lie. Hypnotized, we can play them games. Baby, you the prize.
Hop in the truck, look in your eyes, rub on your thigh. I wanna fuck, let you decide. I wanna slide, I'ma serve that. Run inside, run inside. I'ma eat that before you ride, before you ride. Hop in the truck, look in your eyes, rub on your thigh. I wanna fuck, let you decide. I wanna slide, I'ma serve that. Run inside, run inside. I'ma eat that before you ride, before you ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. featuring Rich Boy and Truck. Yeah, I like that cut right there. Shout out to Benny Boy Rude and shout out to Rich Boy as well. This your boy OG Tiger Lee. This is the place to be. Come and join in with me. Hit the line 929-477-2425. We want to talk about what's going on in the world today. We want to know what's going on. I'm one of these people that like to be aware. You know, some people, they say, you know, I hear people say, oh, I don't watch the news because it depresses me. And in a roundabout way, I can kind of understand that in listening to people, because when you look at the news a lot of times, you know, they might have one or two special interest stories, you know, feel-good stories. But the majority of what you're watching is nothing but doom and gloom. And it kind of baffles me as to why we have so much calamity in the world today. We just went through a period. Let me, you know, it's funny to me. We just went through a period where, because maybe, what, a couple hundred people didn't like what one man did, that they held the whole government hostage. And we talking, what, 300-400 million people? We talking about the whole United States? These handful of people held the whole government hostage, all because they didn't agree with what one man did. And then they couldn't come to a good decision as to who should be the Speaker of the House. And this is what's going on in the world today, that a handful of people have this much control, this much power to be able to do this. I want to touch on that tonight. Not only do I want to touch on that, I want to talk about what's going on over in Israel, over in the situation between Hamas and Israel. What is it really all about? I do have some people that will tap in, and I definitely want them to be able to speak. I want to hear their opinion because, you know, I won't lie. They probably know more about this than I do, you know. I get a whole lot of my information from the news, to be quite honest. And, you know, nowadays you really can't trust what the news is saying. Let's be real about it. So I really want to hear what people really think about that situation. Let's go ahead. What I want to do, let's go ahead and, matter of fact, let's start it off right now. Let's go ahead and take the first caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do.
This your boy Zero Smiles, BX Burrows, South Florida Stand Up. Y'all know the vibes. The host of the Weed Files every Wednesday night right here on For the Record Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What up, OG Tiger Lee?
Because I was ready.
What up? What up?
Say that. What up, my brother? I apologize. I apologize. What's good?
How
you, my brother?
I'm telling, man. You got the topic of the century today, man. You know I wasn't missing this one.
I know that's right.
Now, I'm gonna touch on three different situations, and I'm gonna be a rapid fire. So first one is the Israel and Hamas situation.
Okay.
I'm a Muslim American.
Right.
I'm an American Muslim. I was born here in the United States. I converted to Islam at a young, early age, went back to Christianity, and then came back to Islam as I was older. What's going on over there is a holy ground war. Israel feel like they own the land. Hamas feel like they was there already. And my point of view of the whole thing is the way they fight in the war is unjust. War is war. I understand that.
Right.
The Muslim side of this war, I'm very disappointed in Hamas due to the fact that they're attacking civilians. And that's where the Quran states is a no-no. That's where everything that they're standing is saying that they're fighting for is failing because they're doing the things we're not that the Holy Quran does not allow. Now, that's the main point. The second point is that all the time the United States want to mind everybody else's business, this is the one time they should step in, and they're not. And it's very disappointing because Hamas need the help more than you think. If we have people step in like the UN, NATO, this will go from being an unjust war to a well-fought war, and it'll just be the battle of who survives from there. But since things are so unjust and nobody's stepping in, it's making the war a lot more worse and a lot more complicated than it should be. Now, we have,
let me interrupt you real quick. I want to ask you a quick question. Why does there even have to be a war? Have you ever thought about that?
It shouldn't be.
Right.
Because, honestly, no one has rightful claim to that land. Yes, the Bible may state that, you know, it's all the ascendants of King David deserve that land. But at the end of the day, they left that land. Palestine moved in. Palestine made it there where Israel took majority of control. But Israel is just being greedy. They want everything. So until Israel gets their way, it's going to be a war. I don't blame Hamas for defending themselves. I just thought the way they're going about it is completely wrong. There's other ways to go about it.
All right. Hold that thought. Here's what I want to do. I want to have Gaza drop a little something hot on the people real quick, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get a little deeper into this thing, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, my brother. Let's go get it. You know what I'm saying? We about to get real deep into this, so let's have a whole lot of fun with it. Let's be serious, but let's have fun with it at the same time.
Let's have some fun.
You understand what
I'm
saying?
Let's get jiggy with it.
All right, let's get jiggy with it. All right, here we go. Y'all going to know her. We about to drop Miss Kiki G. Oh, yeah. Gossip. That shit there.
Shit crazy, man. I'll be loco. So many different things on my mind at one time. I'm just focused on my crime. Words that you heard that I can't take back. But now I gotta face that. You claim you loyal, I was down, you can't erase that. Nah, when I bond, they can't break that. They want me, but I want you, I know they hate that. Love my nigga, got my mind like a racetrack. I've been down for so long, put my pain up in this song. I bet they miss me when I'm gone.
I bet they miss me when I'm gone.
Certain words that you heard that I can't take back. But now I gotta face that. You claim you loyal, I was down, you can't erase that. Nah. When I bond, they can't break that. They want me, but I want you, I know they hate that. Lost my homie, got my mind like a racetrack. I've been down for so long, put my pain up in this song. I bet they miss me when I'm gone.
I bet they miss me when I'm gone.
This is stressing, it's depressing, I'ma lose it. Feeling clueless, if I got it, I'ma use it.
If I got it, I'ma use it.
And you know, if I said it, then I do it. Probably saw it, I've been through it. All facts, there's nothing to it.
Just need a hug,
not feeling love. Come from the mud, how could you judge? They killed my homie, I'ma always feel a grudge. Mind full of anger, got my eyes filled with blood, loco.
I bet they miss me when I'm gone. I bet they miss me when I'm gone. I bet they miss me when I'm gone. I bet they miss me when I'm gone.
gone to the top. Move states and I'm going for them blocks. I rock the show and I can sell, so I know I gotta go, it's my shot. Found the flow, I'm just watching the clock. But certain words that you heard that I can't take back. But now I gotta face that. You claim you loyal, I was down, you can't erase that. Nah, when I bind, they can't break that. They want me, but I want you, I know they hate that. Lost my homie, got my mind like a racetrack. I've been down for so long, put my pain up in this song. I bet they miss me when I'm gone. I bet they miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah, Miss Kiki G. Yeah, I fucks with that. I ain't gonna lie. That's what it is right there. Miss Kiki G. Miss me. Yes. Yeah, I like that a lot. Definitely enjoyed that conversation. I just wanted to get that in. Y'all had a hell of a show last night. I enjoyed that. I appreciated it. You and King Miami. Y'all did your shit last night. Just wanted to put that
appreciate
in.
Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate
yes,
you, my
for
brother.
Sure. For sure. We talking about this Hamas and Israeli conflict, okay? And we talking about two states or two factions that have been at war five times.
Well, I want to get something out there before we go any further, OG. Because the world have a very weird perception when it comes to the Islamic faith in the world entirely. So when most people hear, oh, he's a Muslim, first thing that pops in people's head is terrorist. Now, I want to make it very clear, as an American Muslim, as a person a part of the Islamic faith, the Islamic terrorists, the nationalism, whatever you want to call them, that only consumes 5% of the whole religious faith. So you can't fault the 95% belief for that 5% belief. So I wanted to make sure that is known. That is a 5% of the Islamic faith that is radical, 5% of them that is terrorist, not all of us. So don't group everybody in that same category. Now, yes, Israel's fighting the terrorist side of Hamas. They're not really fighting Hamas army. They're fighting the militia group. And believe it or not, that militia group is doing way more damage than Israel thought. Because if you look at the map, Israel pretty much runs that whole entire state. Gaza is a very small portion, and then the other side of the wall is a very small portion. So if Israel is – how is Israel actually losing this battle, which – most people in the world don't feel like it don't make no sense for them to be losing that battle. But if you look at the Iraq war that the United States fought, we was losing that battle too, and it was the same type of group. And it's because they have no uniform.
Let me interrupt for one moment, because I have a question that maybe you can answer. I'm going to consider you our resident, a guy, because you seem to know a whole lot more about what's going on than I do, and I definitely appreciate that, you know. But I do have a question. If I haven't lost my train of thought here, give me a moment, because I am getting lit right now, so you know this is OG. I do what I do. But do you think that this war is justified? Am I to understand, let me ask it another way. Am I to understand that Israel is trying to take that land, the Gaza Strip, away from the Palestinians, the Hamas? Is that what I'm to understand? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm on the same page with you. So why they just can't simply allow them to live in peace in that little area there? Because
well,
I've seen
in
the map.
I think it was 1970, the creed was already signed to where Palestine is allowed to be there. Those was the lands deemed to them from the Israel state. So Israel's just being greedy. And technically, if you want to be technical, they're just being greedy. They're trying to take over that whole entire land. They feel that that land is theirs by the because of what the Bible states. That's why they feel like they have the right to claim, because the Bible states that's their land. All the descendants of King David, that's their land. But you have to really go through ancestry to determine if these people are really the children of King David. So it's really nobody has no claim to that. It's an unnecessary war. Palestine live. They've been there for 50 years already. Leave them alone.
Right.
They're not messing with Israel. Israel's messing with them.
Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold that thought, because I'm going to definitely get back to you. Here, I got one caller on the line, and here's what I want to do. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do.
What's up, man? This is your boy Juice G, straight out of Minnesota. Man. What's going on?
All right, my brother Juice G, welcome to the place to be with OG Tiger Lee. Go ahead, Juice G, and drop your social media on the people.
You can catch me at Juice_G_Illa on Instagram. Facebook is That Boy Juice G, and Juice Zilla. That Boy Juice G on Facebook, Juice Zilla on TikTok and Snapchat.
Okay, here what I need you to do for me, Juice G. I need you to turn your radio down. All right.
Probably my earpiece. That's one of my earpiece I got on.
Okay. You sound good now, but it was fuzzing in there for a minute. All right. I think we got all of that. Welcome to my show, In the Place to Be with OG Tiger Lee. Appreciate you calling in, brother, for sure, for sure. You know, tonight's topic is we're talking about the Israeli and Hamas war situation that's going on right now. Let me get some input and some feedback from you. What do you think about that whole conflict that's going on in the world right now?
I mean, I don't know if this is part of what was being prophesied that was going to happen, but it's kind of hard for me to really speak on what's going on over there, because truthfully, I feel like it's just a bunch of freaking nonsense. It's another excuse for another war to commence amongst peoples. And it's just sad. I don't understand why we have to continue to result into such violence. It's just crazy.
All right. And you know what? I kind of feel that way I kind of feel, if you was listening in to what my brother Smiles was saying, I kind of agree. I kind of understand what he's saying, but I also understand what you're saying. Why? I mean, it's land, you know? There's enough room for everybody in the world, so why? You know, and we could say the same thing in regards to the situation over there in the Ukraine with Russia. Why would you want to go and mess with these people that are trying to live in peace and not mind their business? Let them have their little section of the world.
It's the fact that, you know what I'm saying, it's money. Money is what drives this out. It's something about this land. It's something about this land that got people's attention like that. So it as long as you got the money, you're definitely gonna find yourself being a bully at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. I kind of feel like I agree with the Hamas protecting their land. You know, you don't let nobody come through and bully you for sure on that. You know what I'm saying?
See what it is. I'm still here. Uh-huh. What it is, they think it's like since they got the money to do certain things, they feel they can just bulldoze through people's lands and stuff like that. And I understand it, man. The severity behind the problems at hand, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna just push people over for nothing. Something that's been there forever, you know what I'm saying? They're not gonna easily just give it up and let you do whatever. They're gonna fight. That's just like here. Right. We ain't gonna continue to just get pushed over. We're gonna fight at some point.
Oh yeah, it's kind of I get that though for sure. You know, and that's where I kind of say, yeah, Hamas is doing the right thing. You know, you don't let nobody bully you for sure on that, because if somebody tried to come in my place of domain, they're going to catch hell. Yeah, they're going to find out what's more. You know what I'm saying? I'm too old to be fighting, so I got, I got some form to come up in there. You feel what I'm saying? So that I definitely get that, you know, but I just don't get it's just senseless. I guess that's my opinion.
Complete
I don't get it. I know it's a lot of politics play into it, and you know, this and that there, and you know, here's what I think. I think what they all need to do is just sit down, all the world leaders, roll up a big fatty, you know, and just start passing that shit around.
Here's the problem with that. What's the problem with that? It's too many. It's too much ego. Too much ego.
I don't know how many times we talked about
peace amongst the nations and everything,
yeah.
Man. It's not gonna happen because people's egos is at an all time high, especially now, man. I said, there's things that was in the Bible that was spoken, like this whole scenario was spoken upon. You know what I'm saying? People's ego is too high to even come down on a peaceful notion. People's ego is too high for a peaceful conversation. You know what I'm saying? They're always going to feel like somebody's been outdone about something. You know what I'm saying? So
you just brung up a whole nother way of thinking about this, and I'm going to speak on it. But first, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me if you know this song right here.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
We are.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know?
Of course I know what song that is, man. That's me, Juice V.
Drop it on.
We outside.
Go ahead. There it is. You know drop it on the people.
Yes, sir. Juice G, We Outside, man. One of my singles that I dropped last year. Let's get it going, baby.
There it is. Appreciate you calling in, my brother. For sure, for sure. Got
it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Where we at?
Oh, you want to know where I'm at? We outside!
Gotta give somebody some of this motherfucking heat, baby. Get it. Knew I had to come with another one. I'm coming for the bullshit. This is for the summertime. Tell them niggas we outside.
temperature rise. Gotta know the city coming up live. Saying we're doing the most. What do you think? My people's a vibe. And if you think we're doing too much, then keep your ass inside. Cause we in the streets about to turn up. Stop acting like we can't turn up. My big homie stay with the gas. Know that my people gon' burn one. If I hit this line, my big homie coming with more than a brick. Cali plug, Wiz Khalifa drove. Don't trip. It's that fire shit. Don't get close, you might get burned. The stage was shit for a while. There's no point in return. This is that summertime high. Don't like the vibe, that's not a concern. Cause most of my people's been waiting for this like a tax return. Ready to kick back. Better stop it, this bitch got a kickback. There's too many for us to be Big Mac. We can clear the whole block with a click clack. I ain't worried about shit, we go dead dead. Cause they ain't the shit that we own. Understanding my niggas, they running from nothing. The homie can say what he wants.
Tell them niggas we outside.
We outside. Let's go.
Tell them niggas we outride.
Yeah.
Loud pack.
Back.
Got the block wild.
Wild.
You ain't gotta look for us, little we outside.
Hey. Hey.
Tell them niggas we outside.
Hey. Just left. Ain't no cap what I say to my niggas on gold.
Niggas
it be like that, real talk. Fuck around and get smacked, better act like you know. Try to be in the trap with the bitches in the back of the whip, out the head to the pole. Knowing she shutting shit down, the energy change the minute they step in the door. I see you, lil' mama. Go ahead, talk your shit. Every nigga here know that you precious. Go ahead, pop them hips. Her and her partner be lit. Pop in the bar real quick. Knowing it's slang, got every woman snapping, screaming.
Yeah, bitch.
Be breezy, boy.
Yeah.
Talk shit, but I get easy, boy.
Yeah.
That white boy just like Tommy.
I swear.
Better take it easy, boy. Please believe me, boy.
Yeah.
I tell you my squad's legit. We been the life of the party. Shutting down every event. I must say,
yeah.
I'm feeling good about this.
Real good.
I had to change my attitude. Start taking risks. Came outside. Since I busted quick. And you ain't stopping shit. Yeah.
Tell them niggas we outside.
I'm outside. Boo, I'm like the boogeyman. Be careful. I bite motherfuckers. This your boy OG Tiger Lee. And I definitely appreciate Juice D tapping in with me tonight. Yeah, niggas, we outside. That's Juice G right here on Florida Record Radio, where the independent artist definitely matters the most. Hit my line, 929-477-25. We talking about what's going on in the world today. Pretty much, it seems like the topic of discussion tonight is what's going on over there with that Israeli. And my man brought up a couple of things. You know, he mentioned the Bible and different things. And I know, Muslims believe in prophecy and things. We both, do. Is this part of prophecy? Is this a part of maybe some of what the Bible is talking about in Revelations? You know, I can't speak on the Islamic side because, I'm not Islamic and I've never studied Islam. But I do appreciate the opinion of the Islam. I had a lot of brothers when I was incarcerated that were Islamic brothers. And, you know, they treated me no different and I treated them no different. We respected each other's level of leadership within our community of faith. So definitely, we got one caller left here. And you know what? Here's what I want to do. Caller, I don't want you to hang up on me. I want you to hold on just 1 second. I want to bring my brother Smiles back in just for a quick respite. So, Smiles, tap in with your brother, OG Tiger Lee.
What up, OG? I'm here.
All righty. That's what I want to hear. Let me ask you a couple of things here, my brother. You know, if you were listening, the man brought up a couple of things. Do you think part of what's going on over there in the Middle East is a part of prophecy? Do you believe that?
The Quran states that war will happen and for the Islamic State to fight back. So, yes, it's kind of predeemed. But I think it's more of what's on the land that they're fighting for than just the land itself.
Okay. Let me ask the question. What is on the land?
It's the Holy Land. It's the Holy Land. Israel is where the crucifixion happened. Israel is where Jesus gave his speeches. It's the holiest land in the world. And
I think
they're fighting for the right of the Holy Land compared to the fact that of it just being land. Israel wants to control that.
So here's a question that I would ask then. If it's the Holy Land, and of course I do agree with that, that is where Jesus was crucified and, you know, he rose again and all that in that area. 100% I believe that. Jesus was about peace. So if Jesus was about peace, why are we fighting? I'm not understanding.
And that's what I don't understand. And now I understand why Hamas is fighting. Like I said, the Quran states to fight.
Uh-huh.
Islam is one of the only religions that actually broadly states it in the Holy Book that fight back. Do not let nobody oppress. It's in the Quran. That's the reason for Hamas fighting. But Israel fighting for the land that they don't control anymore is just, I think it's just pure greed. I think it's just the devil moving his pieces on the board and saying, you know what, we're going to distract the world with this. The same thing with the Ukraine and Russia. Even though I have a very different opinion on that, we could touch on that later, but with the Hamas thing, it's just like, I honestly believe it's the devil working his magic and keeping the world in our eyes. Because when we're in a state of war, if you notice, no matter what country it is, everything goes up everywhere. Gas, food, everything goes up. And it's just a power move, money move. I believe Israel's working with China and Russia and them to progress and decrease the value of the dollar. Because all you're seeing is nothing but war and fighting going on. And our value of the dollar is constantly dropping with every up war that starts.
Okay, I'm going to hold you off right there. I'm going to bring you in a few more minutes, my brother. Definitely appreciate it. I got another question I want to ask you. Maybe a couple, two or three. I don't know. Depends on where my brain goes. You know I'm an OG.
Well, I'm there. I ain't going nowhere.
And I'm getting lit, so you get what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and tap in with our next caller. Caller, tell me. Tell me who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Bird call, it's your boy King Miami in the building.
There he is right there. Oh, surprise of all surprises. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Yeah.
OG Tiger Lee in the building.
You already know what it is. You still on there, Zero Smiles? You got to be. I know you still on there. We about to put you on there.
Of course I'm still here. Weed files in the building.
What's
going on, OG Tiger Lee, man?
You know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, maybe about 20, 30 minutes ago, I said to myself, I wonder where King Miami is, because, you know, this is a dual zone, you know, with the two of y'all. So, you know, typically when you got one, you got the other. So, you know, I was kind of wondering when you was about to tap in with the OG. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I'm just getting back to the crib. I'm live in the fact.
Real life shit. I get that. That real life shit. For sure. Go ahead and tell the people what it is that you do here on For the Record Radio.
Oh, you know, man, I'm here every Wednesday with Florida Record Radio with the family, co-hosting with my boy Zero Smiles with the Weed Files. You know how we do it, man. Every Wednesday, y'all tune in, check us out, man. We in the building, man.
One half of the dynamic duo, the Weed Files. If you really want to have a good time, you really want to, you know, just chill, kick it, have a, you know, talk about weed. That's the show to tune in to. Tap in.
I like
every
the topic you're talking about.
You like the topic
you know,
I'm talking
about?
Well, let's
That's
go
right.
ahead and get into the topic that I'm talking about. Because the topic I'm talking about is what is going on in the world today. And particularly,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about the Israeli-Hamas situation. Let me get some input from you. What do you think about that whole conflict that's going on over there?
Honestly, man, like you say, it's all a spiritual war, man. It's all pre-written out how it's going to happen. Nobody just know when it's going to happen because it ain't even just them that's in war. You know what I mean? Everybody about to be
yeah.
in war. It's just going in a cycle, you know? And the same thing for America. We don't know what's going on with this America, Russia, China, South Africa, all of them teaming up to corrupt our currency. Our response to that is war. So, like, everybody about to be at war, man.
And you just brought up my whole next point. That's where I was going. Do you think that America is going to be at war within the next few years?
Okay. I would say when next 3 years, I would say within the next 2-3 years for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I definitely
what do
think
you
so.
Think?
Maybe earlier than that. It depends
Maybe
on what's going on in Thailand. You know, we got stuff going on in Thailand with the people we ally with, also with our own problems. So it's war everywhere now, man. This is the time now.
Yeah. Yeah, we got war in our own streets, and we don't even recognize it. That's the sad part about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We've already
yep.
done,
and
is, you know. And what better way to what better way to start to take over a country or a nation than from the inside out? You understand
what
I'm saying?
That's exactly what they're doing to us. That's right.
That's exactly what they're doing to us.
Yeah, you seen the border? They're driving trucks and cars through the borders.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
I truly believe we would never again get a chance to have another Trump in the chair. They won't make that mistake again.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he told us too much information. That's why they had to get his ass out of the chair.
Big facts. Hey, both of my brothers are King Miami. We have this conversation a lot when we in here smoking, right, about wars and shit. So I'm going to ask you a question that I asked you before, but I'm going to ask you on the air now. Do you really think that the Ukraine and Russia war is going to affect the United States anytime soon?
Do I think that?
Yeah.
Honestly, it already did. I mean, it was an option. We had an option. Like, they didn't give the options to the Americans, but they made it up for us. The option was
mm-hmm.
we either help Ukraine by supplying them and cause our gas prices and our food and everything to go up, or we just don't help at all and it stay the same, and they choose to help. That wasn't a decision made by the Americans. Honestly, I honestly think we're doomed if we're going to war right now because me watching all the world news and everything, Biden, the way how they moving, they at the point, when your government gets to the point where they have to just select people and force them to come in, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Here's the most ironic thing, though. I hear you saying it, and I do agree with you on one aspect, but here's the other side of that. The gas prices are going down, and food
mm-hmm.
prices are going down, and the economy is kind of rebounding at this point in time. You know what I'm saying?
And right. And they're about to come up that. That's all about to change.
Okay.
No more trade. All the trade deals. We will not have the power to sanction another country. That's dead. We're going to war.
I look at it like this. Until Russia and Ukraine, once Russia and Ukraine ends, we're going to be dragged right into it because the fact that we need Ukraine to win this war with Russia, because if we fight Russia head on, it's going to be a long battle for the U.S.
Here's what it is. In a weird way, we need Ukraine to handle it. Here's what it is. I appreciate both of you calling in, but OG got to move further along. I definitely appreciate both of your opinions. I got a little time left here, about 10 minutes. So I got one more caller I need to take.
All right.
I definitely appreciate
love
you guys.
Love
again,
you, OG.
Definitely love you too, my brothers. Definitely tap
Much
in
love,
every
man.
Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 o'clock p.m. out west. Tap into the Weed Files every Wednesday with my
That's
guys,
right.
Zero Smiles, and King Miami. Peace.
Trust me, we don't disappoint.
Over
tap
and
in.
Out, bro.
We out of
here. Hit him with something.
Dope. And we don't do no capping shit. We get busy with our hands, for them get the clapping shit. Cut the wild black, make you kneel like you capping it. Keep your head up, you get killed on that lapping shit.
Yeah,
I'm looking for some thigh holes, a potus alcohol on. I'm getting my big dog on, yo bitch ain't got no drawers on. Couldn't afford her phone bill, she needs somebody to call on. Thinking I'm the right one for you, bitch you got me all wrong. Coming out my 50 shot, but I'm going there with no bullets left. Country popping his ecstasy, I know my body full of enough. Hand on the trigger, I'm just wondering why he ain't pulling yet. Started using my semi-automatic with my fully in. Technize and Dracos, AR's, Glocks and 4-4s. I'm the only G in the rack, I don't fuck with no polos. Slap the shit out your cameraman, he started fucking up my photos. Niggas asking me for features, all they getting is solo. Mobbing like a drive-thru, I'm serving drugs like Popeye. Bullets cutting a nigga up, he gon' need peroxide. The way she sucking that nigga up, got me looking cock-eyed. Smile on my face, cause I just thought that I'd die. To the fallen folks, and they name Mama Slide. Post behind them black gates, on my pole with our reserve. Ops said they gon' kill a gang, okay, and they probably tried. Cause we laying shots off, who cares, nobody died.
Nobody died.
If you looking for me, bitch, I ride around with slump game. Blue faces in my row, Gator P's, all the chump change. Bitches on my bumper in my city, cause I run things. Bitch, we shoot our guns in the street, got no gun range. And I'm riding with extensions, sliding through the trenches. Don't know about the ops, but the guys that don't bend it. They don't come outside every time that it's tension. For them bitches clicking. If you looking for me, bitch, I round round with slump gang. Blue faces in my row, Gator P's, all the chump change. Bitches on my bumper in my city, cause I run things. Bitch, we shoot our guns in the street, not no gun range. And we don't do no capping shit. We get busy with our hands, for them get the clapping shit. Fuck the wall black, make you kneel like you capping it. Keep your head up, you get killed all that lacking shit. Yeah. You know it's the big eye. Bitch.
Yeah. That shit right there. I like that vibe right there. I should start walking around and saying that every time I see a motherfucker. What up, OG? I like that. Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's my guy, 2G's, folks talk. My brother out of Chicago, may he rest in peace. For sure on that. We have two more callers on the line tonight. Callers, do not hang up. We will get to both of you tonight. Let's go ahead and tap into our first caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do. Caller, are you there? 612.
Great right, show every Monday. What's going on, T.Y. Lee?
All right, there we go. Who is me? That's 612. That's
your
that
boy. Hey, it's your boy Haiti the Great, man.
I know that's AKA that side rap.
Mr. For the Record himself, man, calling to show some love into my boy show, man.
Definitely.
Y'all can find me every Monday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Central on the Great Boss Show. Y'all know what's going on. What's going on, my brother? How you feeling?
Oh, my brother, I'm tired. I'm not going to tell a lie. You know I work a full one, but you know what it is. I got energy. I got the energy of a 20-year-old man, so I'm good to go. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm that OG. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, man. You said that, man. I got a laugh. You know what time it is, man. So to everybody that was going on right now, anybody that needs their music play, y'all tune in to the For the Record fan page and like and follow that shit, man, and submit y'all music to my boy Fly Gotham here, get y'all music played. I am the host of the Great Boss Show. Whoever y'all tuning in, y'all know to look for me every Monday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Central on the Great Boss Show. Anybody know we got Bob, y'all know what time it is. This is the T.Y.
Right,
my boy T.Y. Lee. I'm finna come bless
yes.
the show with some freestyle, talk some shit on this shit. You feel me? He say he tired,
okay,
but you
let
know,
let me ask you this. And don't worry about time. We're going in overtime, so we good. So let me ask you this. In regards to my topic tonight, what is your opinion on what's going on with the state of the world today?
Oh, man, with that being said, let me say this before, man. Rest in peace to my buddy 2G's, man. I swear to God, man. I really appreciate y'all spending that Fly Guys on my mama Gray. Real talk, man. I used to pick my buddy up off Jackson, man. Take a man where you go, you know what I'm saying? My man died of a heart attack, y'all think, you know what I'm saying? But it hit different. I think I really don't know, but I know they were doing a lot of gang banging over there on the pole and shit, but that was my man. But what's going on to the world today is, man, you never know. It's kind of difficult to understand, you know what I'm saying, because everything is unorganized right now. So with everything being unorganized, is like they're all for the taking. You feel me?
Okay.
Ain't nobody for the giving. Ain't nobody trying to help. Ain't nobody trying to do what, like, really, man, is the rich getting rich and the poor getting poor and getting, and it's super now. You feel me? The support,
mm-hmm.
the way people support is getting different. The way everybody do everything is getting real different. Everybody is hating. Ain't nobody really supporting sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So the world is really moving different. Some of the rappers need to just start making some positive music sometime. Maybe they'll start signing some people doing some positive music.
Four
the people that's doing most of the music is really doing number to they doing a lot of they ain't leading the youth in the right direction. That's what I was gonna say. You feel me? Pac
yes.
already say, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna have a race of babies that hate the ladies, you feel me? And goddamn,
yes.
these niggas be disrespecting females real bad, you know what I'm saying? That's what make it just make the world bad, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it go both ways, but man, when it go like that, it's overdue. It's like a war.
Let me ask you this.
That sheds
too
much blood.
You mentioned war. That's a good segue in right into where I was about to go with you. Let me ask you, what about the possibility of a war that may come? In other words, do you think that we as a nation, the United States, is going to be pulled into this conflict that's over there with Israel and Hamas, or even Russia and Ukraine? Because we supply Ukraine.
You ain't even got to go too far with that, Tiger Lee, so I'm in light on it because I know where you was going. See,
okay.
What a lot of people don't know is, let me break it all the way down, man. I'm going down from the bottom to the top right now, T.Y. Lee. See, the hardworking people of America, everywhere, the 52 states, that everybody that's working the job, doing whatever they're doing, it's funding all that shit over there. If they work until they dead, and then they still funding it. You see what's going on. See, every country around what's going on, when they working and stuff and doing all that stuff, they not helping no United States.
They not helping nobody but the day's country. But the United States is the only one that the government slaved they people again, enslaved them, make them go to war, make them do everything that they don't want them to do, and still put like a lot of pipe in. You see, that's what they doing. So of course, the government gonna get involved in that, because you know what? It's money in war. So they be able to sell all this shit and do all this other stuff and do all this other dumb shit, and because they know they're making money off of it. They always in somebody's fucking business. Now that's the goal of the Afghanistan shit. That's why Afghanistan people don't like America. It's not because they don't like the Americans. They don't like the government, because the government always in their fucking country, man, and it ain't y'all business all the fucking time. But see, that's how they trying to make allies over here and over here. So that's how they control the economy. That's how they try to control the oil, and that's how China America doing that. So 9 times out of 10, it could be a war. But 9 times out of 10. They secretly won right now. They supplying them and doing all that, so they making money right now. So they really don't care about what's going on right now, as long as they still making money. So they can fuel the war. So they just put it like this: they just waiting on something real small to happen so they can go full throttle. That's it.
Right there, just like that.
Saying? They just waiting. They just waiting on somebody like, well, you shouldn't have did this. Well, let something else happen on America or something like that. It's gonna go to war.
Absolutely. Here's what I want to do. Haley, don't go nowhere, Haley. Here's what I need you to do. I want you to go get ready and go ahead and drop that 16 that I know you want so badly to drop for OG Tiger Lee.
Okay. Let me sit back and blaze the wood up. I got you.
Let me sit back and relax.
I say, as I blaze up this good dope, smoking and inhaled in my lungs, Casamigos in my kidneys. Every time I spit, I drop bombs. Most niggas be talking like they really did it. Tiger Lee, they ain't never did it. Every time I spit, it felt like I got diarrhea. I really shit it on anybody who wanted it for the record. I beat niggas up, pop niggas, put niggas DOA 6 feet deep. That's for the record. God, that's my man. I'm the VP. You don't want to see me all line VIP, rolling up the B.I.G. Niggas know how I do. When I smoke, I'm smoking. I'm smoking. I'm up there. I'm moving in slow-mo. When you see that Chevy moving slow-mo, yeah, I promise you, you'll never breathe again like Tony Braxton. I'm up in this bitch. I'm Haiti Wick. I'm bringing the action. I talk shit. Yeah, boy, don't play with me, boy. I be grinding. And I swear to God, I up this Ruger and give you a line, and I just go crazy on the fuck nigga Tiger Lee. Let me quit playing with him. I just said I was only going to spit a 16. They know who the fuck I be. Hey, man. They know me for the record, man.
For the record, my nigga right there.
For the record. Straight off the air, man.
OG Savage. Haiti the Great. 16. Just like that. Definitely appreciate you calling in and supporting my brother. Every Monday night, the Great Bar Show. Every Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. East Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. On the East Coast, and 5 out West. Tap in. You got a 16.
Man,
tap in. You say you got bars. Tap in. Hit the line 929-477-2425. That's my brother, Haiti the Great. Definitely appreciate you calling in tonight, Haiti. Definitely appreciate the support and the love, my brother. For sure. Hey, here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead, before you go, Haiti, I want to go ahead and bring somebody else in real quick. All right? Juice G, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right here.
There it is right there. Haiti, you still there?
Yo, Tiger Lee, I'm still here. How you feeling, my brother?
All right, there.
What's going on, man?
Right there. Now, here's what I want to do. I got one more I want to bring in, and that's my brother, Zero Smile. And here's what I want to do.
Yo.
Zero Smiles, you there?
Of course I'm here.
All right, Zero, so here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. I want to give everybody a minute. I want to give everybody a minute to go ahead and expound upon what we talked about tonight as far as the state of the world. Any other topics or subjects that we talked about, everybody gets a minute. And here's where I want to start at. Zero Smiles. You ready?
All right. Let's go. All right, look. The world's messed up. We're plagued with wars. We're plagued with social, spiritual wars, mental wars, financial wars. But at the end of the day, we all worship the same God. Turn your power to God. Turn everything over to God. Because without him, nothing is possible. Yes, it's dark right now, but it's always light at the end of the tunnel. I pray for Gaza. I pray for Israel. I pray for Ukraine, Russia, Philippines, Taiwan, everywhere. Due to the fact, because that's the only way we can see the end of it is through prayer. It's getting dark. Just keep going till we get to the end of the light, guys. The world sucks, but this is the world we live in. Let's make the best of it.
All right. There it is, right there. Here's what I want. Juice G, I want you to go ahead. You got 1 minute. Let's talk about
first,
it.
First and foremost, man, unity is the reason why we're not where we're supposed to be. Our unity sucks in this world. And if we can work on our fucking unity, man, we can change a lot of damn things around this damn world. The problem is, man, they done got us in such of a stronghold, especially when it comes to finances, that we do not trust each other. You know what I'm saying? We so dependent on what the government got going on, we forget that we can do what's right when we all stand together. Money make the world go round, man. And that's the biggest issue, one of the biggest issues we got. If we topple the pound structure of that cash, man, a lot of shit can fucking change. But it starts with us. And if you really about that, man, I know it's a bunch of talk right now, and it's easier said than done, but at some point we got to really just say fuck the bullshit and do what we got to do.
3-1, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. It's all about the unity, the lack of unity that we possess toward our fellow man. You know, I get it, but I don't get it. You know, I get the holiness aspect of it, the spiritual aspect of it all, you know, but how sad that we can't. And I guess, you know, the Bible talked about that there will be wars and rumors of war. So, you know, it's always been a war from the beginning of time, from the first caveman, you know, Adam and Eve and all that, you know, it's always been a war somewhere. So, you know, definitely, I definitely appreciate everything that you said, my brother Juice G. Haiti the Great, you ready, my brother?
Yo, you know, man, I'm a man of few words. I was already talking a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
That's all right. Well, you got 1 minute.
Anything is better than negative nothing. So once more positive go around, you know what I'm saying, it won't be enough time to do no negative. You know what I'm saying? So all that, but, man, no matter what, whoever step in front, they're going to kill them. You feel me?
That's it.
Just got to be ready to be willing to take the ultimate sacrifice, man, like them other brothers did. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
It's a lot of brothers that took that ultimate sacrifice, and them the ones, see, once people realize the people, I'm going to say this, and I ain't going to keep on going, because I said I was going to say too much. Once people realize who the people who really took the ultimate sacrifice for us, then they might wake up. Other than that, they ain't going to wake up, because they not enlightened who made it possible for us to be able to do whatever we needed to do, because we could have been slaves as well as them, or been doing whatever. See, ain't nobody going to see.
it get deeper than that. But you can go on with this subject all day, but it get deeper than that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to tell me about what's going on. You feel me? I just don't talk about it.
But no, we might even go further with this thing one day. You understand what I'm saying? Exactly. I definitely have enjoyed myself.
And like that man say, nothing change gonna change to these people just get up and get tired. And then even when they get up and get tired, they ain't gonna do nothing for everybody in the house like COVID.
That's it right there. You know, to for sure on that.
Tell you one thing,
That's it
right there, Tiger Lee. So I ain't gonna say no more. Go ahead and talk the shit.
Definitely. Here's what I'm going to do. I have definitely appreciated all of you brothers that have called in, all of my callers that have called in. We're going to do the show like this here. I'm going to have guys drop a little something on you real quick, and then we're going to take it out for the night. God.
Hey, that puppy, take him.
Tato, you way too broken.
You got me speaking about emotions. You got me deep in my emotions. You got me talking about emotions. You had me out here feeling hopeless. You got me speaking about emotions. You got me deep in my emotions. You got me talking about emotions. You had me out here feeling hopeless. This world is cold, it turned me soulless. I keep a smile on my face so you don't notice. Can't say you real if you don't show it. I feel I'm about to blow like an explosion. You turn your back when I needed you. I remember way back it was just me and you. They can tell them lies, tell me you the truth. You fell for them lies, look what they did to you. I won't lie, I'm starting to feel the changes. Seeing my people double crossing really changed me. Fake love, that's that shit I ain't with. Putting on for the ones that I came with. If I'm not on the block, then I'm recording. If not recording, then performing. She had me out here losing focus. I put the movement back in motion. You got me speaking about emotions. You got me deep in my emotions. You got me talking about emotions. You had me out here feeling hopeless. You got me speaking about emotions. You got me deep in my emotions. You got me talking about emotions. You had me out here feeling hopeless.
You got me deep in my emotions. I thought you'd be the one to notice. That I've been trying to keep it focused. But you done let me down and not around. Crying until I have it all. Might hurt but I laugh it off. I ain't tripping no way, tell your brother bet not get involved. You seem to have shown your true intentions to me after all. On my way back up and I swear that I'd never fall again. Let it blow in the wind. I ain't playing this shit again. Go ahead, listen to your friends. But just don't hit me when it shit ain't good for you.
You got me speaking about emotions. You got me deep in my emotions. You got me talking about emotions. You had me out here feeling hopeless. You got me speaking about emotions. You got me deep in my emotions. You got me talking about emotions. You had me out here feeling hopeless.
Yeah, for sure on that. Definitely. My brother Nightfall, know you tuned and tapped in. Definitely appreciate the love and support, my brother, for sure, for sure. Wish I could have had you call in and get your opinion because I know you got something you want to say, but there's always next week. Definitely appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Again, that was my brother Nightfalls with Emotions. I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Definitely appreciated everybody's opinions, everybody's thoughts on the subject matter that we had this evening. I have gained a lot of knowledge. I have, gleaned a lot from each and every person. Again, as I say here on my show, everybody's opinion matters. See, I know a lot, but I don't know everything, and I'm willing to admit that. And I'm probably the, as a matter of fact, I know I'm the oldest one on For the Record Radio. Yes, the OG. You get me? Tune in every Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. out east, and 5 o'clock p.m. out west, too. In the place with me, your host, OG Tiger Lee. It has been a privilege and a pleasure. If God willing, until next week. Peace.
Yo, this your man Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me where you're now tuned in on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.